I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 12th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, the Greene County Medical Center announced last week employees must be vaccinated for COVID-19. The hospital's announcement came just a few days before President Biden's order mandating companies with over 100 employees require vaccinations or test unvaccinated individuals weekly. Employees there can still apply for religious and medical exemptions. Pregnant women employed at GCMC can defer their vaccinations during their pregnancy. It's not clear how Biden's order will impact the medical center's policy issued last week. That policy officially goes into effect November 1st. At number 9, the City of Carroll takes their next steps in the Graham Park Creek Stabilization and Bridge Repair Project. That effort is estimated to cost just over $240,000. The council has approved a professional services agreement with Shive Hattery to oversee the creek stabilization and repair the stone columns and bridges on the eastern edge of the park along Grant Road. City officials will discuss that project further at Monday's meeting. At number 8, the Department of Education has been applauded for forgiveness of student loans for a defunct college. Over $1.1 billion in student loans for former ITT Technical Institute students will be discharged. That discharge came about after a new review of the problems that led to ITT's closure and included those students who did not complete their degree or credentialing and left ITT on or after March 31st of 2008. Number 7, the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt returned more than $300,000 in lost property during the Iowa State Fair. Each year, State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald encourages Iowans to visit the treasure hunt booth at the fair and find out what property might be standing in their name. 2,000 properties were returned, totaling over $309,000. Number 6, DMAC added 8 new transfer majors in 2 more areas of study. Curriculum Commission Chair Dr. Rebecca DeHart says this will allow DMAC students to complete the first 2 years of their major while at DMAC and then easily transfer to a college or university to obtain a 4-year bachelor's degree. Programs include communication, engineering, journalism, and more. At number 5, an 8-year-old suffered serious injuries in a trolley accident at the Guthrie County Fair. That child was riding on a tractor-pulled trolley when his shoelace was caught in a tire. The trolley ran over the child, causing suspected crush injuries to his leg. At number 4, a Storm Lake woman was charged with OWI after crashing her car into a school bus on Thursday morning. No injuries were reported in that accident. The driver, 23-year-old Shantara McDonald, was also charged with failure to maintain control and no proof of insurance. At number 2, South Central Calhoun administrators urge families to follow voluntary mitigation strategies as COVID-19 cases triple in the first weeks of school. Calhoun County climbed from just 29 cases to 100 between August 23rd and September 7th. Superintendent Brad Anderson says Iowa law prohibits them from mandating masks, but he encourages students, staff, and families to wear them voluntarily. He notes vaccination rates are high in Calhoun, around 65%, and he urges people who may be on the fence to get the shot. At number 2, no injuries and only functional damage was reported in a 3-vehicle accident on Thursday. You can find vehicle crash details online at 1380kcim.com or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. And then our top story from the last week, a man accused of drug trafficking for the 3rd time in less than a year pleads not guilty to the latest charges. 33-year-old Nicholas Russell Pickering is charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class B felony. He faced 2 drug trafficking charges stemming from separate incidents, but pled guilty to reduced charges earlier this year as part of a plea agreement. A probation revocation hearing is scheduled for September 23rd. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.